It's immediately after the close of our last episode, just a few moments before midnight. And at this moment, the family tavern is in an uproar. Everyone in the big room heard May Grant cry when she recognized Dory's straw doll perched on Marcel and Kitty DiCarlo's table. Everyone heard May Grant's wild shriek when she recognized the man who had tricked Dory away from her. And now all eyes follow May. As her fists clenched, her eyes blazing, she rushes across the room toward Marcel, shouting,
Anthony! Anthony! You're inside, little girl! What have you done with Dory, Mom?
Tell me, Dory!
You understand? What did you expect? We're civilized people, Auntie May.
Oh, the last thing I wanted was to have a kiss.
Oh, I meant that
it... Oh, she's alive. Thank God.
Understand this. This may be the last time you see her.
I'm going to let her go.
Marcel,
here comes Gallagher.
I've been expecting one. Someone's coming to your rescue, Auntie May. Now, watch what you say, or better let me do the talking. You'll do what I told you to do. If you want to see Dory again after tonight, can't you get her through your head? Keep her with her mother. Keep her from keeping you away from her by law, if necessary. Now, let me do the talking.
Now, look, folks, I'm the manager.
Oh, yes?
Well, I just wanted to make sure everything's all right.
Oh, everything is fine. Just fine. Yes, we think the service is excellent.
Now, that's not what I mean.
No? Oh, you mean Auntie May here. She was a little excited.
I heard her yelling.
Go ahead and explain it, John Dow.
I don't think the gentleman would be interested.
Auntie May kicked up a disturbance in the restaurant. I think you ought to explain.
Well, but I don't want a strange voice to wake Dory. Who? My little girl, there on the bench.
Oh. Ah, she's sweet. You. Is that the Dory this lady was yelling about?
Certainly. The lady sitting down is my wife. Auntie May here is my wife's sister.
Oh?
We were traveling together. We were separated at the terminal.
My sister's back to the office.
And being an excited person.
Ah.
Naturally, I understand your concern. You inquired as any civilized gentleman would do.
She hasn't said anything.
Huh?
Well, I'd like to hear her talk for herself. Lady, is this the truth?
Auntie May, told the gentleman.
Go on, Auntie May.
There, you see? Now, if you'll be so kind as to ask the waiter to bring us all some coffee.
I want a drink.
And a drink for my wife.
Okay.
Not at all, Sherry. You were very intelligent, Auntie May.
Was I?
No, you're here at the table. Officer, sorry. You acted very well.
I went because attention has been directed at. But that man will watch us as long as we're here. Now, if you threaten me, or Dory...
Yes, you acted very well. This is an intelligent, civilized woman, Kitty. We should have no trouble dealing with her.
Well, if the waiter would hurry up with my drink.
Auntie May.
I think you'd better start calling me Mrs. Grant.
Oh?
Yes. I've been thinking. You blessed me when I ran up to you.
Did I?
I was hysterical, half out of my mind. I didn't see through it. Well, I'm not hysterical anymore. And I'm ready to call your bluff, Marcel.
Really?
No, it's all right. I have these people to protect us. The manager's watching us now.
A regular fire eater, Kitty.
I warned you. So I'm going to wake up, Dory.
I wouldn't.
I'm going to wake. And I'm going to take her back to the air terminal. And if you try to stop me, I'll start trouble.
All true, Auntie May?
Mrs. Grant.
Because if you are, I'd like to say something.
There is nothing more to say.
Oh, but that's where you're wrong. Don't take that child, Auntie May. you do, and you'll be sorry as long as you live.
You don't care.
Harm her? You should know I never expected or intended to harm her. Physically. I promise you she shall always have the best of physical care.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to point out Dory faces not physical harm, but something far, far worse. And if you love her as you pretend, you will do...
What are you talking about?
The danger Dory faces, Auntie May, the civilized danger, the very real danger. You want to listen?
No.
Good. Let's sit down at the table with Kitty here. Now, here comes the waiter with our coffee. We can talk over our coffee. While showing everyone in the room, we are good friends. Civilized people. Yes. Take this chair, Auntie May.
May Grant's mind starts to spin with worry again. As she tries to fathom what this man means by a civilized danger to the sleeping Dory. If May only had someone to advise and help. Well, as you know, help is on the way. For at this moment, in a giant private plane, boring its way through the night toward Chicago.
Well, where have you been, Pete?
Oh, so you're awake, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I've been going over the plane with the co-pilot. Oh, it's a beautiful job, fellow. And incidentally, there will be a dinner ready in about half an hour. And when I say dinner, I mean dinner.
Now, Miss Kitty, I think he's right, huh?
With beets and all the trimming.
Ooh.
Mm. Even going to have flowers on the table.
I'm afraid this is going to spoil me for riding in just ordinary planes. Mm. What are you doing?
I'm giving you my coat.
Why?
Well, we're going up higher, across the mountain.
Oh, good.
There's something wrong with the heating system. They want to repair it, but we left too fast. They also forgot to stock blankets.
Now, look, I'm not going to take your coat.
You lean forward now, put it around your shoulders. Here, hear the motor? It's starting to climb. There's a tailwind at 20,000 feet.
That means we get to Chicago faster.
Yes, and that is important.
I don't suppose there's been anything from Robinson or his Chicago operative.
No.
It would be some joke if no Grant should stumble on whoever has Dory.
I wouldn't laugh. And it wouldn't do any good. I don't know why Kitty DiCarlo and whoever is helping her took Dory, but May Grant is not the one to deal with him.
Oh?
He's too emotional, and she's not too smart. He's likely to upset the apple cart. Does that and a deal to get Dory back is out of the question.
You sound like it might mean Dory with May and Dory.
I don't think for Dory. I don't know about May. I honestly don't know. Besides, there are dangers other than physical dangers.
Yes.
Civilized dangers.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the worst kind.
Give me a nice, clean jungle anytime.
Yes, anytime. Well, that's why I hope May hasn't found Dory. She's not equipped to deal with whoever is handling Kitty DiCarlo.
You shivered. You're cold.
Oh, no, I'll be all right.
Now, would I be civilized if I kept your coat while you froze to death?
Try giving it back.
Then how about a civilized compromise?
Hmm?
Well, if you sit next to me over on that big couch that the man of studios have bolted to the floor of this plane, and we sat real close together, well, then we could share your coat. Unless, of course, you object to sharing your coat with your secretary, Counselor.
Well, Perry Mason's wish to the contrary, May Grant has found Dory. And right now she sits drinking coffee with the man who is handling Kitty DiCarlo. Right now May Grant is about to deal with Marcel. Whether or not, as Perry Mason fears, she will upset the apple cart, we'll learn on Monday, when we also witness a strange, cruel, heartbreaking adventure for both Dory and May Grant. By all means, be sure to join us.